science, learning, business, community, you. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to ThinkWorks, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And I know originally I said this was going to be a three-parter, but this is the fourth part of three. It's a bit Douglas Adams, I know, but you know what I mean. So this week we're going to conclude our mini-series that we've been doing on the next generation of AI applications and how they have really advanced now to the point where they really are starting to deliver on the promise that we had 2 years ago. What happened? I mean, people who have been regular listeners to me will have heard me making disparaging remarks about AI claims that, you know, all these apps that were running around that simply weren't AI. They are now. This is the thing. It's like in the last 6 months, there's been a sea change, and in the last couple of months, it just seems to be growing exponentially. Now, I spent the last 3 weeks really going through some of the foundational stuff, some of the applications to look at, how to use prompts and what have you. And I wanted to really, this week, in this concluding look, I wanted to have a look at some practical AI hacks that you can start using right now so you can transform your daily workflow and, more importantly, reclaim time, because you've got to master AI, otherwise AI just masters you. And so without further ado, let's just get started.
Hello, this is Dee, interceding on behalf of Darren, who, after recording and editing this episode, suddenly realized he had forgot to mention that the three following example hacks were curated from the AI Advantage Summit and Amplifier Club, and a conversation with his virtual assistant Gigi. Well, he is only human after all. I mean, an AI would not have such a lapse of memory. So, back to our host we now return.
So, some of the areas to look at. So, first of all, we'll take a look at the automation audit, and that's, we need to identify three things you should never do manually again. So here's the problem. Many entrepreneurs and professionals, and I'm certainly guilty of this as well, are caught in a cycle of doing tasks that can be automated. This cycle drains focus, decision-making, energy, and creativity. As Tony Robbins often says, you can't grow if you're doing what keeps you small. Automation isn't about replacing effort. It's about reclaiming energy for impactful work and time. Not just energy, but time as well. So here's a three-step AI-powered automation audit hack for you. 1. Create your task inventory. Open ChatGPT and use this prompt. I want to find the top three tasks that I should automate. I'll list everything I do in a typical week. Please organize each task by category, brackets, admin, communication, creative, strategy, close brackets, and estimate how much time it consumes weekly. Now, don't worry, don't keep rewinding this. I will put these prompts in the comments on the post that goes with this episode in the forum, which is darreninform.com/thinkworksforum, of course. But don't worry about that for right now. But just, these are just the hacks I'm going to give you. And I'll put these in, as I say, into the comment for you to just copy and paste. 2. Find what's right for automation. Use this prompt. Based on my task list, identify which items could be automated with AI tools or workflows. For each, suggest one possible tool or system that could handle it. And then 3. Build your AI task stack. Convert your list into a table with 3 columns. Task, tool, time saved per week. And this becomes your personal automation dashboard. Now, mistake to avoid. Don't automate everything at once. And this is the thing. It's start small, automate one system, test it, then layer the next. It's progress, not perfection. You'll have heard me say this in countless episodes, not just about AI. If you try to be perfect, it won't happen. And or you will also feel overwhelmed. So just start small. Master one step, start another, and that's just take it forward one step at a time. So the action step here is make your list, run the prompts, and identify your automation starter stack for this week. And as I say, those prompts will be in the comments field on the forum post. Now, secondly then, a new one, another area to look at. Master a new skill in just 30 days with an AI-powered learning plan. And I've used, this is just great. I just, 30-day starter plans or 90-day sprints or 60-day sprints. I've been using GG to create, help me create these plans, and I've just moved forward on so much stuff so much more rapidly because it just cuts down on the time on making the plan in the first place, but also the plans are broken down into just easy to follow steps with the milestones already in place, and it's all there ready and waiting for you to go. So if you want to define it properly, it's: when you want to learn something new, you are often overwhelmed by resources and conflicting advice. Instead of clarity, you end up with open tabs, and that's not just on your computer screen, but in your brain as well, and zero progress. And the secret is to let AI design your learning plan. So here's your step-by-step guide to, say, a 30-day AI plan. 1. Pick your skill. So choose a skill you've been putting off, like sales copywriting or social media marketing. 2. Use this prompt. Create a 30-day learning plan for mastering, and then whatever the skill is you want to master, with 30 to 60 minutes per day, and break it into daily micro tasks. Include one resource suggestion per day. And as I say, these prompts will be in the comments field, so don't panic. 3. Review and simplify. Ask ChatGPT, for example, to refine the plan to make it beginner-friendly. And one of the great prompts that came out of, I think it was Igor? And he said, explain this to me like I'm 14 years old. Just, and you can put that in the prompt, and it will break it down for you in terms that we can all follow. So that was review and simplify. 4. Load it into your calendar. So block daily microtasks on your calendar as recurring slots. So pro tips and mistakes to avoid then on that one. Pair the plan with accountability. Share your progress in the community for feedback. And don't overload your plan with too many resources. Start small, master one, move on and do another one. So the challenge and the action step in that section then is pick a skill, run the 30-day plan prompt, and commit to showing up for 30 minutes a day. You'll be amazed about how much progress you're going to make if you do this. A third area to look at then is the idea sprint framework. So 10 ideas in 10 minutes. So every business owner hits a creative wall at some point. You need fresh ideas for campaigns, product names, or service descriptions. And instead of waiting for inspiration, you can use this idea sprint framework to generate new ideas quickly. So the hack is as follow. Run a 10-minute AI sprint. 1. Set your intention, which takes 1 minute. Be specific about your need. Example: I need new campaign angles for promoting my consulting service. 2. Run the sprint, so about 7 minutes. Use AI to generate 10 plus ideas. So the example prompt would be, you are my creative brainstorming partner. And that is, again, one of the things I mentioned about, you can set up AIs, ChatGPT, Gemini, etc. You can tell them what role they are and what a master or what they are masters in, and they will give you their answers based on the persona that you've created for them in the initial prompt that you start to create. So, you are my creative brainstorming partner. Generate 10 original options for, and then whatever the need is. Okay? And then if you want to, step 3, refine, which takes about 2 minutes, pick your top 2 to 3 ideas and then have AI remix them, bounce them back and forth with the AI that you're using to generate these ideas, and they will refine them for you based on clarifying questions that they will ask you if you ask them to ask you clarifying questions in case you've missed anything. They are getting so powerful now. So pro tips and mistakes to avoid. Set a timer to avoid perfectionism. I keep banging that drum. Progress, not perfection. And if you are a perfectionist, you know what my mantra is. Make making progress your perfection. Look at it that way. Mix and match ideas for the best results, and don't settle for the first draft. Refine it and use the AI prompt to help you. So the challenge in that one, and the action step, is pick a business challenge, run the 10 ideas in 10 minutes sprint, and share your winners for feedback. Now, I mentioned last week that I'd used AI. I've just launched my new book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better. It's a guidebook, really, a cookbook, for how to rebuild yourself so you become a better leader, a better person, a better manager. And although it's got a business focus, it's actually applicable to all areas of your life, whether it's your personal life, your community roles, and your team management, whatever it is that you need to improve in terms of leadership management, that book has got 33 different ideas and principles in it. So 20 ideas and then 13 guiding principles. And I'll also be in the forum, by the way, chaps. I'm going to be doing the exercise. Every chapter in that book has got an exercise, a take a bite. They're not very big, they're just little exercises to keep you, so it makes sure that you've got the idea that's discussed in each chapter, and then gives you a task then to actually, which will help you properly take a step forward in rebuilding yourself so you become this you 2.0. and I've got that book out. It's just come out literally this week. However, whilst I was waiting for it to come out, I'd started working on my next book, which it took me months and months to properly work out the format of U 2.0 and to plan it and to work out what the chapter structures were going to be, what the 13 principles of success were going to be, the cover design, the titles, everything. It took me months and months and months, but I had an idea, what I wanted to do for my second book. So I just sat down with Gigi, the app that's part of the Mastermind service that I use, the Mastermind Business System, and started working with her on this germ of an idea. Now, bearing in mind the first book had taken me months to plan, within half a day I had everything done in terms of the structure, the title. In fact, it came up with a better title. And the format, what I wanted to do, the messaging that I wanted to have, the three parts of the book, it defined it, broke it down for me. And I'm going to talk you through what I did to get that. So, if you want to write a book, but it could be the same on a project, or it could be the same approach if you're doing a white paper or a consultation paper, and you're stuck, or you want to just get this plan honed down as quickly as you can. So you set up your AI to be your sparring partner and your writing buddy to actually help you pull this book or this project, etc., together. So you define the role first, and then you do the following. So step one is define the role that you want the artificial intelligent app, ChatGPT, Gemini, to provide to you. You then do the initial concept and structure. So one, I defined the theme. I decided on the central theme of the book, which in this case was conspiracy theories. The book is about the impact and the lasting appeal of conspiracy theories. One part of it is, anyway. And I wanted to outline key chapters. So I identified some major conspiracy topics to cover, such as Area 51, COVID-19, Illuminati, etc. And I basically said the following. Hi, Gigi. I'm now thinking about my second book, which will be called something like Conspiracy Waking Up to the Real Mind Control in Our Lives. I know I need to tighten up the title, and I'm hoping you can help me. The book will be in two or three segments, and again, I'm hoping you can help me decide on the format. So first up, what is your input for the title? I definitely want to have the title start Conspiracy, and I like the idea of having waking up as part of what follows. With this all in mind, can you give me some great title ideas that capture the essence of everything here? And she gave me 10 alternative titles. And in the end, I went for Conspiracy, Waking Up to the Matrix of Modern Life. And that is going to be the title of the book. So I got the title. That was fine. Step two, then, was to expand and refine ideas. So I asked her to give me some additional topics. I used GD to brainstorm, and you can use ChatGPT or Gemini. Even the free versions of these will give you this kind of information or this kind of help. And so I asked to brainstorm additional conspiracy theories to include, and therefore expanded the chapter list. And she also helped me create engaging titles for the chapters as well. So that was steps one and two, just literally to get there. And then I said, I'm not sure whether to have two or three segments. So the first segment, I want to be the psychology and the impact behind and of conspiracy theories. And then the second segment, I want to examine some of the big conspiracy theories that are currently out there and what my thoughts on them are, to kind of set the tone for, I am a skeptic when it comes to conspiracy theories. I wanted the third segment to be to discuss an idea that I've got for how modern life is constructed and how really, without even trying, we've dropped into all this kind of idea of conformity and structures that hold us back in many ways. They stop us from being creative. They stop us from exploring new avenues or wanting to wander down leafy suburbs of learning because they are too busy driving us to be productive little soldiers. So I asked her all that, and she defined it as have three segments, definitely and clearly defined them and defined the path. She broke it down for me and she said, here's how a three-part structure could work. One, part one, the psychology and impact of conspiracy theories. This section can explore why people are drawn to conspiracy theories, the psychological underpinnings, and how these theories impact individuals and society. Part two is examining major conspiracies. Here you can delve into the specific conspiracy theories such as Area 51, the moon landings and others. This can serve as a critical analysis, examining the evidence and debunking myths to establish an identity that I have about that I am a skeptic for conspiracy theories. Part three then would be the hidden matrix of conformity in modern life. And this final section can present your own theory about the design of modern life, exploring themes of conformity, control and societal structures that influence our behavior. This structure, she went on to say, not only provides a logical flow, but also allows readers to engage with each aspect of conspiracy theories before diving into your unique perspective. It offers a comprehensive journey from understanding to analysis and finally to your insightful conclusions. So then, after all that, I actually typed in then, next then, Gigi, could you give me some chapter headings for part one, the psychology and impact of conspiracy theories, please? And she literally gave me 10 chapter headings and summary of what each of those chapters could be. I'm not going to read them all out for you because we'll be here forever. But for example, I'll just pick one at random. Chapter 7, The Power of Narrative, Stories That Shape Our Worldview. And this would explore how compelling narratives influence public perception. And she gave me 10 of those. Absolutely superb. I then said, okay, so examining major conspiracies for part two, I did mention Area 51, COVID-19 and chipping, Illuminati, moon landings and chemtrails. What other major conspiracy theories should I consider, do you think? This was incredible. And she gave me another 10 on top of the ones that I'd already suggested, along with titles and what each one would consider. And one that I really wanted to get into was the idea about where the money is. And I hadn't even told her that. And she picked up on kind of like some of her writings before and some of the kind of areas that I wanted to go with, how modern life had been structured. And she gave me, I'm not going to tell you what they are, but she gave me three different chapters to look at that are all about money and how it is used to control and set up various kind of scenarios and areas of conformity in the real world. And I was just blown to pieces by it. It was just like, wow. So I then said, awesome. Can you give me those 10 plus my five suggestions with some great chapter titles, please. So she then broke them all down into the chapters that I wanted. So there are 15 conspiracies for me to look at and the titles of them all. I then had a larger question or a larger prompt for her. I'm not going to read it all out, but it basically starts with GG for part 3, The Hidden Matrix of Conformity in Modern Life. Can you give me a great chapter structure that incorporates how modern life seems designed to make us tired and frustrated and captures other ideas? And then I list those ideas. Okay? She came back with it immediately. 30 seconds it took. Here's a suggested chapter structure for part 3. And she gave me 8 chapters for part 3, which follow a logical flow, starting with the fatigue factory, how modern life keeps us tired and docile, and ending with chapter 8, breaking free, a call to action for the conscious resistance movement. I mean, it was just wow. And so literally half a day, folks, I had a better title for my book. I had the why I should have it in 3 segments. I had each of the segments then broken down with suggestions for things to include. I then had each of the chapter headings with a quick one-line summary of what that chapter was going to be about. Okay? And that was just the first 2 steps. She then came up with step 3, which is detailed planning. She gave me a plan that basically included research strategy, so plan to watch documentaries and seminars to gather in-depth information, a 90-day sprint plan, which was to develop a structured timeline to guide my writing and research process. And of course, that was her suggesting that I did a 90-day sprint plan, which I then went back into Gigi and said, okay, given all that, what should my 90-day sprint plan include? And I got it. And I will put that plan into the forum as well for you to take a look at. That was only the 3rd step. She then suggested the 4th step, which was writing and development. So the drafting. So begin writing chapters based on the structured outlines and research notes, and make sure you continuously review and revise drafts to improve clarity and engagement. And what's really brilliant is you can use ChatGPT and Gemini, and to a certain extent GD, because she's limited to 10,000 characters. But you can put the chapter in. You can say, you are my proofreader. This is what the book's about, and give all the prompts that I've just done, or your prompts for your book, and then say, this is my chapter on what have I missed, or what areas do I need to improve? And it will tell you what you need to improve. Okay, so, and I want to be clear here, I'm not getting an AI to write my book, but I am getting AIs to help me really compact the amount of time I have to spend planning and researching, because it's pulling it all together for me. And as I say, it took me months and months to do my first book in terms of the planning. It took me half a day to do the planning, the breakdowns, and to have a marketing plan and the research plan and the 90-day sprint plan and everything else. But it didn't finish there. She then suggested the step 5, which is finalization and publishing, which was editing, engage professional editors for manuscript polishing. I don't need a professional editor because I am a proofreader anyway. What I am more interested in is setting up my ChatGPT avatar to be my editor, and to suggest things that I'm missing, areas that I need to improve in terms of clarity and what I'm trying to get at, and anything else that needs to be considered for each individual chapter. And she then also said, and don't forget your design and layout. Finalize the book cover and interior design for publication. Now, I went straight back to Gigi. I said, Gigi, based on all this, what do you think my cover should be? And she designed me an image that is just mind-blowing and will be on the cover of the book. And I will also put that into the forum post as well that goes with this episode, so you can see the logical progression of everything that I did. Now, it doesn't end there. So I did all that and I pulled all that together. So I then asked her, got to the end of it all. So she keeps all this in a logical progression, as ChatGPT would on a chat, as Gemini would on the chat, and so on. And so when it all finished and I got my plans and I got my 90-day sprint plan, and I got the image and everything else, which was absolutely mind-blowing. I went through the approach again, and I said, okay, looking at my approach then, can you give me some analysis on my approach so far and what suggestions for improvements you could make? So the analysis for the approach was structured planning. The use of a 90-day sprint plan provides a clear roadmap ensuring steady progress. She was happy with that. Comprehensive research. So you've got a list of media sources that she also gave me as well, by the way. And enriched that content with diverse perspectives. So all that she was happy with as well. And then iterative writing, regular reviews and revisions will help maintain a high standard of writing. So she was happy with that. However, areas of improvement. Diverse feedback. Consider gathering feedback from a broader range of beta readers to gain varied insights. And then marketing strategy. She wasn't really happy with that. I kind of quite got that locked down. So she said develop a more robust marketing plan early in the process to ensure a successful launch. So the thing that she picked up about my first book is, although I was doing posts in social media and mentioning it in the podcasts about my first book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better, she felt I should be doing this kind of stuff literally now for the next book, even though the next book's not going to be out for about 6 months. It's kind of like, you know, get the marketing done now. And then considerations going forward, she tagged this on the end as well, which was balance depth and accessibility. So ensure the content is both informative and accessible to a wide audience. And then future engagement. So make the plan now for post-publication activities such as book talks, podcasts, and so on, or blog pieces to engage your audience. And that was half a day of work. I did everything. I got the structure of the book. I got the title of the book. I got the cover illustration of the book. I got the breakdowns and the reasoning behind the breakdowns for the book. But above that and beyond that, I got a 90-day sprint plan, which of course is going to help me make sure that I've got the momentum now to move forward and start to write and produce and market the book even before it's out, but to actually get the chapters going and so on. And I then got the analysis of what else I needed to consider, and also all the other issues that I need to look at, like using a virtual assistant, in my case, my editor, my virtual editor that I'll set up in ChatGPT, to analyze each chapter so that I can get feedback on what I've missed and what's not clear and what I need to work on. It's just absolutely astonishing. So in conclusion then, and I know I spent some time on that, but I wanted you to see the power of AI and what you can do with it right now. I start all my work in Gigi, and then I'll go to ChatGPT if I need more advanced prompting or greater character use, because she's limited to 10,000 characters per question that you ask. Does that make sense? Whereas Gemini and ChatGPT and the others aren't. But you can get started now. And as I say, if you go to darreninform.com/thinkworks forum, there'll be a post for this episode. It'll say comment here for this episode and the title. And then within that, I will make sure that I put the prompts in that I've mentioned, so you don't have to keep rewinding and typing them out or writing them down, because I do speak fast. I'll actually put them in so you can just copy and paste them into your particular AI sparring partner. Obviously amend the prompts for the particular book or the project that you're wanting to work on. But I just am blown away. I mean, I was such a skeptic for so long about AI and what it was supposed to be and where it was going. And then suddenly the last 6 months, as I say, have just been absolutely astonishing in terms of the rate of development. And the last 2 months, it's been exponential. So I hope you enjoyed the 4 weeks that we've just done on this. It's going to be useful for me to keep going back and actually revisiting things as well. And I'll see you all next week for another episode. I don't know where it'll be on yet. But in the meantime, as I say, come and join me in the forum. It's darreninform.com/thinkworksforum. find the post for this and all the other episodes, and you can go back. It doesn't matter how many episodes you go back, you can actually do a comment or raise a question on those episodes, and I will get them flagged up so that I can then go and answer your questions as well. And the prompts for that I've mentioned and talked about in this episode will be in the post ready for Monday morning as this episode hits. So thanks for years, folks. Take care. Keep asking questions. And above all else, you have to master AI. Don't try and do them all. Don't try and race and, you know, try and get every tool going. Master one of them and then expand and master another and take a step forward and so on. The key lesson in all this is just do step-by-step progress, but also do it from the mindset that says, I am going to master AI, because if you don't, AI will master you. It's as simple as that. Take care, everyone. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for at Darren Inform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.